You're listening to SBS News. One of the federal government's busiest policy areas in 2018 was immigration. Refugee and asylum seeker issues dominated, but didn't drown out debate over the size of the migrant intake or the government's ideas to encourage or force more migrants to settle in Australia's regional areas. Australia's offshore detention policy has always been controversial, and refugee activists, mental health professionals and human rights groups constantly make calls for it to be abandoned. In October, the Nauruan government forced medical aid agency MSF off the island at short notice, putting an end to its work supporting the mental health care of almost 300 people in the 11 months it operated on Nauru. Not long after returning to Australia, MSF staff spoke of the mental suffering they witnessed, with people either committing suicide, being suicidal, or suffering from what's known as resignation syndrome, a depressive condition that can leave children and adults semi-comatose and unable to eat and drink. President of MSF Australia, Dr. Stuart Condon, said what's taking place on Nauru is among the worst MSF has ever seen around the world, including in projects providing care for the victims of torture.
One of the most alarming findings is the rate of suicidal behaviour. MSF's data show that our asylum seeker and refugee patients, 60% of them had suicidal thoughts and 30% had attempted suicide.
MSF's report on Nauru, called Indefinite Despair, reiterated its call for the Australian government to end its offshore processing policy. Former Australian Medical Association President Dr. Kieran Phelps campaigned to get kids off Nauru as she successfully contested the Wentworth by-election. Not long after taking her place in the federal parliament, she was trying to make good on her campaign promises.
The medical crisis in offshore detention has been worsening for a number of years, and today Médecins Sans Frontières has released a report documenting extreme mental health suffering in offshore detention. A dossier of leaked materials in August this year uncovered shocking signs of medical neglect in Australia's offshore processing facilities.
The fate of people on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea was the subject of a report by Amnesty International and the Refugee Council of Australia. Dr. Joyce Chia from the Refugee Council says people who remain on Manus following the closure of the refugee processing centre in October last year say they feel abandoned by Australia.
Most startling thing, I think, was that we've actually halved the number of mental health professionals dedicated to their care since January this year, which, given the mental crisis that really exists in the island, is absolutely terrifying. There's hardly anyone there to talk to the men anymore. Torture and trauma counselling ended last year as well. So for many of these men, they've been really let down by the Australian government in the last year. And, I mean, they were right in many ways, because many of their concerns around leaving the centre was that they would be forgotten and abandoned. And in many cases, this has turned out to be true.
Earlier in the year, the federal government promoted the idea of a regional visa to force new entrants to settle in places other than Sydney, Melbourne and southeast Queensland. Then Citizenship Minister Alan Tudge made a number of speeches outlining why he thought the idea had merit. One of his arguments is that some regional areas have labour shortages.
In those places, they're often crying out for more people. So our overall objective is to try to get a better distribution of that population growth across the country, because if we do that, we take pressure off those big cities which are feeling the congestion at the moment, and we help the economic growth of those smaller states and some of the regional areas who are crying out for more people.
By year's end, Prime Minister Scott Morrison had all but confirmed the government's intention to reduce permanent immigration.
Our permanent migration intake is currently running about 30,000 below what the existing cap is. In how we might decide what that cap would be in the future, my approach is to actually get away from the top-down discussions about population to set our intake cap, and get into a discussion from the bottom up. Now, I believe that this is likely to end up in revising down the permanent migration cap in Australia. That would be my expectation.
Author Peter Mayers says Australia has been issuing a growing number of temporary visas in recent years. In an analysis commissioned by SBS and published in August called All Work, No Stay, Peter Mayers questioned whether the increase in temporary visas could be an attempt to appease those who believe Australia's immigration intake should be cut.
There is a strong and vocal anti-immigrant sentiment in Australia. We see it in the One Nation Party. We see it expressed by Tony Abbott, or a view that migration is too high. So one way of responding politically to that, and I don't know what's going on in the minister's mind, of course, but one way of responding to that is to cut the permanent migration intake and say, look, we're not bringing in so many people, but at the same time, use temporary migration to solve the labour market problems that are emerging, like a lack of workers in aged care.
Greg Dyett, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.